talk about the first one-on-one conversation you had with a horse. Soul to soul.
Well, I've never had such a conversation with a horse, as you put it, because I've had my contact with horses throughout my life has been very brief, maybe just a few hours, an hour here, an hour or 2 hours there throughout my life, or at other times when I was riding them in the company of other people. So I haven't had a chance to actually have a conversation.
Well,
I've had encounters with them where they've recognized me as one of them, and they've either challenged me or accepted me into the herd, or in a few cases, and become frightened as if they'd seen a ghost when they, you know, when it just their minds were yammering at them. He doesn't look like one of us, doesn't smell like one of us, but he is one of us, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that was what I would put down in my book as a conversation with a horse. You see, I've never had any of those. See, most people have never even gone so far as to have the horse tell them, you don't look like us, but you are one of us. And that's why I would put that in the category if you had a conversation with a horse. But
the first one of those that happened was in 1990. My brother Bob and his second wife Carol and I were at Fort Wilderness, that resort near Disney World, and on the property, on the grounds there, there's a stable where there were, at the time, were several Belgian draft horses and also one Percheron. We went there. We got there late in the afternoon. They knew I liked horses. I said, hey, let's go over and take a look at the draft horses. So I went with them. And when we got there, we were the only folks there. The horses were there. We're just quietly munching their hay. They were used to seeing large numbers of people because they were also used for hay rides on the Disney property. So you know, they weren't freaked out by seeing, you know, people either in large numbers or small numbers. My brother Bob and Carol, they petted the horses, and the horses reacted as they do to friendly humans. But when I went up to the first horse, I got quite a different reaction. One of the Belgians put his head out to me, and when he did, he blew air out of his nose at me. I blew air out of my mouth into his nose, which in our language means, you know, well, he was asking me, who are you? And I blew more gently than he blew into my nose, which meant I am a friend. And at that point, he pulled his head back and looked me up and down. His eyes got wide. And then he gestured to another horse using a head gesture. You know, look at this. And the other horse in the adjacent stall put his head out to me, did the same thing. I greeted him the same way. And this horse pulled his head out and whinnied in astonishment. And at that point, all the horses started neighing at the tops of their lungs. And Bob and Carol were, you know, I could see their muscles tensing, like they were, you know, wondering whether they should run out of there, you know, for fear of being trampled or something.
Right.
And while this was going on, in my mind, I could hear a wordless thought that in English would be translated as, he is one of us. And after a few seconds, they all quieted down and stood looking at me expectantly. And as I walked up to each one of them, I was greeted warmly until I got to the Percheron, who was the herd leader. And he forcefully shoved his head into my personal space and blew air, very harsh, not a snort, but just harshly blew air out of his nose at me, saying, who the hell are you? You know, who are you, you know, trying, you know, breaking into the confines of my herd here? And I just gently blew into his nose, saying, I am a friend. And after a series of de-escalating breath blows between us, he finally blew gently, you know, saying, you are allowed here.
Okay.
Just hello.
How many more of those moments where you're exchanging information between you and a horse before you start to consider that a conversation? I mean, how many? That isn't a conversation. What is? I mean, what?
Okay.
To
our kind, that is a conversation. Definitely.
That's a total.
If it's just exchanging challenges.
But that's not to a horse. You're just exchanging challenges. That's not really. Doesn't really count. You're not really exploring anything beyond that. And I like that you're exchanging challenges. And I think we'll get back to that later. Let me go back to something you said earlier, though. Your brother and his wife knew that you were interested in horses. Knew you liked horses. How old were you when you first started to tell people that you had been a horse in a previous life?
Well, that didn't start until about, let me see, it was in this decade, about 2004, thereabouts. In fact, that incident with the draft horses happened in 1990. It wasn't until 2004 that I came out and told them about that. And the interesting thing was, when I spoke to them about it, and again, this was 14 years after that incident, they said, Jason, Bob, Carol and I have talked about this several times. And we saw that there was like a curtain was lifted, and we even talked. So we talked about it amongst ourselves many times, and said Jason must have been a horse before, but they were afraid to ask me, because they were afraid the answer might be yes.
They made that leap that you're blowing air into a Belgian draft horse's nose, that you must have been a horse before.
And the way they reacted to me, like, you know, just walking up to one and the first one, you know, acted astonished and sniffed me up and down. And the thing is, a horse only has to sniff you once to get your scent. And the first one sniffed me multiple times, and I wasn't wearing any confusing scents like cologne.
Right.
It was like his mind was yammering at him, you know, doesn't look like one of us, doesn't smell like one of us, but inside he is one of us.